June 10th. Let's not make it any later than it actually is. It's June 10th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then on the appropriate month. This is the page that the listeners may access in order to visit the websites of my guests. Usually those websites have contact information so that you might contact a particular guest if you wish in order to let them know what you thought of the program or to lodge complaints or whatever you want to do. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. I am just one of a variety of hosts here at RBN, a network that has a very efficient paid staff. They are the people who answer the phone, send out product, and enable everything to run as smoothly as possible. The sponsors whose commercials you hear pay for that staff. I do not select the commercials that you hear during my program. Regarding my guests, I'm relatively tolerant and like to hear every aspect of a given issue. That does not mean that I accept or endorse everything that a guest may utter. I believe that RBN listeners are sufficiently smart, tactful, and astute to draw their own conclusions about the subjects that we discuss on this program. We are not all going to arrive at the same conclusions, have the same educational opportunities or experiences, or share the same opinion, or study the exact same topic. So we're all going to have different opinions about every event and issue. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Pam Colleen. She is an expert on addictions, something that the majority of the population has. She is the author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, and is the co-author with Dr. Joseph Mercola of The Great Bird Flu Hoax. She studied nutrition and national health for over 20 years. Her interest in nutrition and natural health stems from overcoming a lengthy battle with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and multiple chemical sensitivities. Her website is pamcolleen.com. Her last name is spelled K-I-L-L-E-E-N. Pam, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me back on again, Deanna.
Well, it's wonderful. I pulled out your book off the shelf last night, and I was just looking at the front cover. I guess I really hadn't looked at the images, only briefly. And on the front cover, you have a cup of coffee, you have some what looks like molasses sugar cookies. I know, because I used to make them all the time before I got myself off sugar. There's a bunch of pills, you have an RX bottle, a pharmaceutical bottle. You have a keyboard. You have a donut with chocolate frosting on it. You have a man carrying a big, huge bottle of whiskey on his back. In his teeth, he has a sale bag. Then you also have cigarettes. You have dice. And you have cards. I think that image is so inclusive.
Yeah, there's a lot of addictions out there. I mean, I think there's just too many to count.
Exactly. And that's
what's happening today is we have a perfect storm. So, as we've discussed before on the show, of course, is this phenomenon of brain starvation.
Pam, we do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Deanna, and our guest today is Pam Colleen. Her website is pamcolleen.com. And Pam, I didn't mean to cut you off. We were just going to a break. And let's continue with what you were going to say about addictions, that it is just so pandemic.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's our number one health problem. People don't realize it, but there's more deaths and disabilities due to substance abuse than from any other cause. So we have a very, very serious problem on our hands today. And for the most part, because of the stereotype surrounding both addiction and mood disorders, because in many, many cases, these are very, very intimately connected, of course. But these two conditions are really, very poorly thought of. People stereotype them. They think that these conditions are a sign of some sort of personality flaw or moral weakness. And that's just not the case, because it has more to do with biochemistry, which is a physical nature behind these conditions, than anything else. And then you couple that with, of course, the fact that there are just more things to become addicted to in today's society than ever before in the history of mankind. And this is essentially the perfect storm that we're seeing, and why we're seeing so much devastation from all sorts of different types of addictions out there today.
Right. Well, after I pulled your book off the shelf yesterday, I read to page 103, mm-hmm. and you talk about the Weston Price diet, you talk about different foods, you talk about animal fats in the diet, and how the diet has changed so drastically in the last several thousand years, mm-hmm. and you give examples of people who have addictions, and then the kinds of things that they eat, mm-hmm. and you also talk about sugar, and I think sugar is probably the very first thing that a child, an infant, is addicted to.
That's right. I mean, just look at the substances we're feeding our babies and how sugary they are. So they get children set up for addiction from a very, very young age. And even here where I live in Canada, something quite remarkable has happened within Health Canada, and that is that they are eating crow on their dietary recommendation for babies, where at a very, very young age, I can't remember if it's, I think it's, is it around 8 months, I think it is, where they start saying, you know, feed babies pablum as their solid food. And now the Health Canada is saying we were wrong about that, that they children should be eating things like chicken and meat, not pablum. And people don't realize, I don't think, how revolutionary this is for Health Canada or any government agency to say that they were wrong. You know, but sadly, I would have been one of these children who would have been initially raised on pablum, which is carbohydrate, of course, which means sugar. So I would have been set up for illness at a very, very young age, like millions and millions of other children today. So, you know, our guts are designed for animal fat and animal protein, not fibrous foods, not a lot of plant-based foods. And so what we've seen, of course, since World War II in particular, is we've seen a displacement of animal foods out of our diet and a replacement with more plant-based foods. And as the population has been increasing, you know, really since the Industrial Revolution, you know, what is easier to feed millions and millions or billions of people with, it would be plant-based foods, because plant-based foods are easier to produce, easier to ship, have better shelf life, and are more profitable than animal foods. The tragedy in displacing animal foods out of our diet has been that this has led to a lot of physical and mental instability. And, you know, really in the background, of course, we've always had Big Pharma there to profit from this demise.
Right, and that is kind of amazing that instead of feeding pablum or whatever, they call it something else, I can't, cereal, you know, infant cereals and whatnot. I mean, that is how we all kind of were indoctrinated. That's what the doctor said. Okay, you know, you give them formula or breast milk, and then you graduate to pablum. And now to think of that and to think about what we are doing and to think about all of these so-called tests that have come out in the last, say, three decades about cholesterol, high cholesterol, and that we need to get fats out of the diet. And so we're
it's been devastating news. Yeah, I call it the multi-trillion dollar lie, you know, because not only does it you know, deceive us in terms of our physical and mental health, it also feeds the pockets of big food and big pharma, and it just perpetuates so much dysfunction in society. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people get to profit from that, not just big pharma, but lots of people get to profit from our demise. And now what we've got is, you know, I hope there's a tipping point going on right now, because right now over 25% of our children who are essentially, you know, third generation of children on a high-carb, low-fat diet, they are so physically and structurally weak that and mentally weak that they, over 25% of them today, have some sort of mental disorder. And so what we have to say to ourselves, for those of us who are healthy enough to see this going on and can have the energy to do something about it, you know, we have to ask ourselves, with so much mental instability in our youth today, who's gonna be around to take care of you and me, you know, Deanna? If these children are too weak, in their 40s to take care of their, grandparents or what have you, you know, who's gonna be around? They're not gonna be strong enough to do it. And so not only are we, putting a lot of expenditure into this mental instability epidemic in our children today, in the long run, of course, it's going to completely bankrupt North America if we don't do something about it now, because this mental instability among our children today is not representative of a Prozac deficiency or a Ritalin deficiency. These are clear-cut problems with malnutrition.
Malnutrition, yes, exactly. It's very interesting that that sugar, the extract that you get from sugarcane or sugar beets is called sucrose, and that it the process extracts all the vitamins, minerals, proteins, enzymes, nutrients, and leaves a heroin-like substance. And our bodies are not, we cannot metabolize heroin, or sugar. And they are very, very similar and biologically unfamiliar to the body.
That's right. And I always say you can't trust anything that's a fine white powder.
Yes. And when you think that they even put sugar in ketchup and that kind of thing. I mean, they put sugar in everything.
Yeah, and it's ubiquitous, and because they know that that it's an addictive substance, and it will sell products. Because essentially, what they want is they want customers cradle to grave, and so the more addictive that they can make their food, the more they can ensure having customers for a lifetime, right? And repeat customers is exactly what they want.
Right, and of course, sugar. That is one way of getting them. And, of course, but there are other things in society, other things in our culture and in the environment that are also very toxic. Mm-hmm. And all the chemicals that are in the food, in addition to sugar, such as aspartame, fluoride, the genetically modified foods.
Right, and even MSG and things like that. I mean, they just put so many flavorings in the food supply. And we're talking mostly here about the inner aisles of a grocery store, by the way. That's where you're going to find the most amount of additives and preservatives and so on in the food. And it, really what I try to tell people is we can look at the thousands and thousands of additives that they're using in processed foods in particular, and talk about it until we're blue in the face, Deanna. But the key thing is how do we avoid these additives and preservatives? And one of the things I tell my students is that I want them to try to network with local farmers where they can actually go to the farm, make sure the animals are outside on pasture, make the food from scratch. And really, I think what we should be spending our time and energy on as a society is really just focusing on the solution. And we do see this happening, Deanna. We do see droves and droves of people now trying to find their food directly from farms and getting to know their farmer. Making more food from scratch, even though there's still a tiny percent of the population, I think that we do see a movement in this direction.
Right. Now, you wouldn't say that addiction is a disease. So many people say, oh, yes, that's a disease, and that's why they did this or that. It is a deliberate effort by the manufacturers to, as you said, have customers from cradle to grave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, addiction is being done to us, right? It's intentionally being done to us. However, from a physical standpoint, when people are biochemically weak, they are going to be more vulnerable to addiction. So there is a physical component, whether or not it's called a disease, to me, is just semantics. I think that, you know, when I see people, when I work with people who have any kind of mood issue or addiction problem, and I work with their biochemistry to make it more balanced, essentially, in 6 months, 9 months, in a year, whatever it takes, what I see is a different person blossoming. I see people as they start off with me with debilitating brain fog, depression, fatigue, anxiety, OCD, whatever the case may be, that as their biochemistry improves, their mood improves, and so then as their mood is stronger, they don't need the drug at all or as much. It depends on how long they comply with my program. My program takes an average of 2 years. So it's not going to work in a year. It's not going to work in a year and a half. It will help people in that time frame, but it won't get them back running on all eight cylinders. It takes a tremendous amount of compliance and patience to bring the biochemistry back into the state of balance. And when people are biochemically balanced, they can walk right past sugar. They don't even think twice about it. They don't need their cigarettes. They don't need their alcohol. They don't need their prescription drugs. But of course, coming off these drugs, coming off these substances couldn't and really shouldn't realistically be expected to happen overnight. It does take time.
Okay. All righty. We will be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Pam Colleen. Her website is pamcolleen.com. Now, typically, if allopathic medicine can call your addiction a disease, then it means profit. It means writing a prescription or something else, and often people see alcoholism as a moral defect. What might it actually indicate? For instance, if your parent or your husband or somebody is addicted to alcohol, does that mean that they are filling some sort of void, or is that substitution for the fact that they are malnourished? What can you say?
Well, I know that that's very common. You know, that people say that their addiction is a sign that people are filling a void, or that they had a dysfunctional family growing up, whatever. I really have trouble with some of these theories simply because it doesn't fix their biochemistry, which is the real root of the problem. And I'm not minimizing any kind of trauma or abuse in anybody's childhood at all. There's definitely something that has to be addressed. So I'm all for using some form of talk therapy. But what I am saying is that talk therapy cannot fix somebody's biochemistry, that something has to go deeper in terms of balancing their physical root of the problem. And so when you ask about alcohol, Deanna, the vast majority of people struggling with alcohol addiction, of course, have hypoglycemia, which essentially means that they have problems controlling their blood sugar. And so when they're on this blood sugar roller coaster ride over the course of the day, this is what's going to set somebody up for cravings. And this is the inescapable, irrational, inescapable path that people take when they have addictions, is that there's nothing rational about it, because addiction fundamentally is very self-destructive, and not just destructive to oneself, but it can be very damaging to people around them as well. So it's a very sad and devastating affliction that is happening among society today. But as we've seen in the last, in particular since the 1970s, you know, we've seen pharmaceutical companies rise to the top. We've seen talk therapy sort of be put on the back burner. It's being used, but it has displaced the pharmaceuticals, which are being used to as essentially as chemical constraints basically subdue people. And this isn't working, because unfortunately, in turning to drugs to sedate the population, that are especially those that are having mood issues or addiction issues, this has caused more damage. What we've seen from these drugs is that the drugs are damaging an already damaged brain. So they're setting people up for the use of more drugs, more adverse behaviors in society. And it's just snowballing, Deanna, because in using, whether it's talk therapy or medications, or if people are self-medicating even from street drugs, this is evading the root cause of the problem, which is biochemistry. And you have to understand that very, very few people out there would embrace this idea. It's such a new idea for people that it's going to be rejected by the masses. But I can tell you, when I work with people who have mood issues or addiction issues, they don't reject it, because the people who are experiencing these very chronic conditions, they want their lives back. And when they work with me and I put them on a program and I get to see them blossom and get their personalities back, they know that their problem was physical in nature, that it was not a mental disorder, that indeed that they do have typically some frame of reference as a child, for example, where they felt normal, where they were excited about the day, they were excited to learn at school, that they had a lot of, the joie de vivre was there in their childhood. So they remember having balance, mental balance in their lives. But something goes wrong after decade and decade and decade, whether it's emotional trauma, whether it's environmental stress, whether it's nutritional stress, whatever the case may be, things essentially get backed up in the body. Toxins build up in the body. And it's these toxins that have to be addressed if we expect to win this war against addiction and mood disorders today in society.
Right. Getting back to alcoholism, it seems to be generational. For instance, if a grandfather drinks, then probably the my mother was an alcoholic, mm-hmm. and her father was an alcoholic, mm-hmm. and my mother actually quit drinking when the doctor told her that she was going to destroy her liver, and she mm-hmm. quit drinking, mm-hmm. but she was always incredibly ill, always running to the doctor for every little thing that occurred. And it has always been kind of something that I've been trying to figure out. What mm-hmm. what happened? I mean, she yeah. had so many surgeries and so many illnesses. She was clearly not happy. And when she died, it's been about 5 years, when she passed away, they discovered that she had a small hole in her heart.
Oh, dear.
And so I wish I knew what caused her to resort to alcohol.
Yeah,
everybody
reacts differently to every kind of drug out there. So one individual will react a certain way to nicotine, another person's going to react a different way to marijuana, another person's going to react a different way to alcohol. For some people, alcohol gives them energy, right? Other people,
right.
it's very much a depressant, which
okay.
it really is. But we can talk about this. I hear the music coming up for the break.
Right. Mm-hmm. All righty, we will be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, picked up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Pam Colleen. She is an expert on addictions. You need to read her book. It is entitled Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic, and her website is pamcolleen.com. And this program is going to go where it's going to go. You know, sometimes I think, okay, let's talk about this or that. But then it just, you know, something occurs and you want to, you know, it'll just go where it goes. But if, getting back to alcoholism, and I hate to bring up personal things, but sometimes it's necessary in order to get the point across or to understand a particular issue.
But this now, is happening to millions of people, Deanna, and it's not being talked about. So, you know, I commend you for bringing it up. It has to be talked about. Too many people are suffering.
Exactly. And I was absolutely, even as a child, I was totally mortified by my mother's behavior. And school was such an escape for me. I loved school. I just loved school. I was always a teacher's pet, and I just loved being at school. And my mother's behavior was an embarrassment. So therefore, I didn't take anybody home, no friends. I just felt like I couldn't do that. And I never drank. Well, I did when I was a teenager for, you know, I tried it. Everybody tries it. But it's something that I've always avoided because I never wanted to put myself in the position that my grandfather and my mother put their family mm-hmm. in.
Yeah. The key with a with addiction again is the blood sugar roller coaster ride. When we look at and I had to study some of this from my book, it was look at primitive cultures and find out what explorers discovered with regards to mood altering substances. And what they discovered was that primitive cultures would use mood altering substances. They would use alcohol. They would use cannabis, but they wouldn't use it on a constant basis, right? They would experiment with it, and then they would be done with it, right? There was no sign of abuse. So there's a big difference between using and abusing, that man has always had access to mood-altering substances. But something is very different today that makes us more vulnerable to abuse. And what I see has happened, essentially, is, again, this problem with brain starvation, and that when you see generationally this abuse of a substance, whether it's alcohol, nicotine, whatever the case may be, when you see this generational use of a substance, I think what we're dealing with here is parents, grandparents, and so on that have had biochemical imbalances and made them vulnerable to use that substance. And then second to that, of course, we have the behavior. We've learned some of this behavior as well. So there's the learning of the behavior, but also the fact that structurally, biochemically, we are just not strong enough to say no to that substance on an ongoing basis. So it's really just a marriage of many different elements that are going to come into play here. But I think what we first have to do is allow for an alternative view. We can't just stay stuck in this notion that addiction or alcoholism in general, whatever you want to categorize it as, that we can't just say it's a moral weakness or that it's a lack of God in somebody's life. We can't just use a very limited approach when we're looking at addiction. We now have to look at the biochemistry behind it, because when you look at people who have been abstaining from a substance, alcohol, for example, that you will find that these people are still extremely unhappy, that they're still extremely, dealing with a lot of fatigue, depression, insomnia. There's something still very wrong with them, and they deserve to run on all eight cylinders. Abstaining doesn't solve the entire problem. I think it's a great commitment. People can abstain. I think that's a wonderful goal, but it shouldn't be the only goal, that we have to get everybody running on all eight cylinders, because when you study primitive cultures, that's what explorers had found out, that people were happy, people were cooperative, people were extremely, had that joie de vivre, and even under very adverse conditions, these people were very mentally and physically healthy. But today we're just not seeing that, and to use drugs to compensate for this biochemical imbalance that we see that's pervasive in society today is obviously not working for us. It's going to destroy us even that much more. And in my book, I talk about Aldous Huxley and his book Brave New World, and how in Brave New World, which was published in the 1930s, Aldous Huxley, the author, had foreshadowed essentially this addiction epidemic that we see today, and how really the drugs are being used to control society, that the more drugs we use, the easier it is to control us. And this is not a healthy state to be in. People should be, should have a lot of clarity in their minds. They should have a lot of focus and motivation in life. And that's not what I'm seeing. I'm seeing people who can barely work a 9-to-5 job, and then they go home at night and, crunch up in front of the television and watch, things like Survivor. I think we need to have people that have real energy that can actually help to stabilize society today. And that's not going to happen as long as we're so unhealthy.
Right. Well, I remember that my mother always said how fatigued she was. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter what she did, she was always tired. And then, of course, after she passed away and we learned that she had a hole in her heart, that could have contributed to her feeling of tiredness, to the fact that she did abuse alcohol, and probably the fact that she saw my grandfather, who died at the age 52 of heart problems, that maybe Just maybe.
Well, the alcohol, though, keep in mind, is very corrosive, right? And so it is going to corrode through the stomach, which is right by the heart. Right?
Oh,
and,
yes.
And so researchers here in Canada have, they've been doing some research on that. So we have to be very careful to protect the stomach, right? One of the main things I do when I work with people is I teach them what they need to do to fix their stomach, because we can't win at the brain connection if we don't win at the gut connection. I do a lot of teaching on the gut-brain connection. And if people are corroding their intestines with things like alcohol, then it will influence the heart. In all likelihood, she had an ulcer, and it influenced her heart. Because, again, proximity-wise, you know, the stomach is right beside the heart. So if you're damaging your stomach, it stands to reason to me anyway that you're going to damage the heart. But we still need to look deeper than that and say, why was the craving there in the first place? And that's where biochemistry comes into play.
Sure.
And so when I look at biochemistry, I have to look at the adrenal glands. That's so core. I don't just look at the digestive tract. I have to look at the adrenal glands. And the core thing behind addiction is balancing and fixing the adrenal glands. Because the adrenal glands are your body's batteries. And so when you are addictive or when you have cravings, what you're really manifesting is that you have weak adrenal glands. And adrenal glands are dependent on good blood sugar control. So once people have started the roller coaster ride of having poor blood sugar control, this will adversely affect the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands are responsible for controlling the balance of minerals in the body, right? And that also includes the ability to kick out metals. So the adrenal glands are very, you know, play a crucial part in your mental health, because the minerals are behind your mental health. Like, you cannot have good mental health if your minerals are out of balance. And that's
right.
The secret to, that's why my program works so incredibly well, is because I have to layer by layer by layer pull out the unwanted accumulation of metals in the body. And metals are your spark plugs. They are your effectors. They affect your mood and your behavior. And so when minerals fall out of balance, then the thyroid won't work properly, the adrenals won't work properly, the neurotransmitters won't work properly. And I have to one by one pull out things like mercury, lead, aluminum, excess copper in the body. And where addiction is concerned, Deanna, there's always going to be copper toxicity. And I may not see that copper for 2 years on somebody's test when they're on the program. It can take a long time before I remove layer after layer after layer of the metals that are interfering with people's energy. And so, and when the metals are cleared, that's when the key will fit the lock. That's when the light switch will turn on and people will have brain clarity. They'll feel more joy, more calm, more peace. They'll sleep better at night. They'll wake up in the morning feeling refreshed. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful as the biochemistry improves, what I can see happen in people. But the key thing is, the real piece of the puzzle is the perseverance that my program works over time, right? Because it takes time to pull out these metals. And the average length of time that my program takes is 2 years. So in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, it's not going to work, right? It has to take time. And that's why my program, I tell everybody on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of its degree of difficulty, my program is a 10 out of 10. And when people persevere and they last the duration of my program, they get their lives back. It's absolutely, I mean, I love what I do. Absolutely love what I do. But it's going to take a very special individual to persevere, because when the copper starts to come out, when the lead starts to come out, when the mercury starts to come out, people will feel absolutely wretched. And that's the nature of the beast. These metals are not serving us, stuck in our bodies. They're making us very sick when they're stuck in our bodies, but pulling them out is the challenge, because it's not an easy process to go through.
Right.
Yeah, this is very disturbing. But where mood disorders and addiction are concerned, I know there's going to be a lot of copper.
Right.
Yeah.
The speaking of mood disorders and pharmaceutical drugs and things, there seems to be an epidemic, excuse me, of school children who are taking pharmaceutical drugs, who are actually getting into their parents' medicine cabinets and taking these drugs. I mean, this is just what I've heard. I don't know anybody that's doing this, but it just seems like, what are these kids thinking? Mm-hmm. And looking, I was surfing on the TV and saw a concert, and all of these teenagers and young people were just entranced by this music, and it just seemed like it was a brainless activity. Mm-hmm. And to talk to some of these people, young people, they just don't have a clue. They are just dim-witted and brainless.
Yeah, but we have to take a step back and say, who are they learning this behavior from, right? So their parents and their grandparents open up the medicine cabinet or drink a cup of coffee or eat sugar, and they're taking things over the course of the day to improve their mood. So they're learning from their parents and their grandparents that it seems to be okay to take a substance to improve their mood. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, over 25% of our children are already manifesting some sort of mood disorder. So they watch their elders and then they say, well, look, it's got a stamp of approval on, these drugs have a stamp of approval that they are legal drugs, therefore they must be safe. So they have these parties using these legal drugs, thinking that they're safe, so how could they harm them, right? And that's what's happening with our youth today in these, what are, I think they're called farm parties or, you know, pharmaceutical parties or whatever the case may be. And it's devastating that children are using this as a recreational activity. You know, and you and I know from our youth, Deanna, I mean, we would have gone out and played sports and, we probably watched television.
Right. I was playing basketball down the street or doing something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amplified. I was having dinner the other day with some young 20-ish, students, and they were talking about this phenomenon. These two young people, very responsible, very active, very successful in their lives. They're not, I don't think they're using any drugs, certainly on an ongoing basis. They seem very responsible. But they were talking about their peers, to me at this dinner function I went to. And they were even voicing concerns about their peers in terms of their drug and alcohol abuse. And one of the other things that's going on, Deanna, we touched on it a little bit earlier, is the excess use of alcohol today and how that has become so popular among our youth. In fact, binge drinking was bad when I was young, but it's even worse today, especially among young women. So we have a serious, serious problem on our hands. Not only are we seeing the abuse of legal drugs among our youth, but, the pills that I'm talking about, but also among even excess alcohol consumption, especially among young women. So it's this is just going to damage their bodies and their brains. I mean, it's going to lead to no good whatsoever. I think that, you know, we have to change the messaging. When we see these campaigns saying, say no to drugs, right, and yet it seems to be okay to, you know, have 50% of the population on some sort of pharmaceutical drug, these children are seeing, they're seeing nothing but mixed messages.
And I think that the pharmaceutical drugs are a lot more dangerous, than cannabis or something like that.
Well, absolutely. And you see, what we have seen happen here in Canada and in the United States is the FDA and Health Canada approve these drugs based on industry-funded science, which is manipulated, which has cherry-picked data. And so, these drugs get put out onto the marketplace with very little to no surveillance, so they're not really monitoring to see whether or not the industry, the companies, have been truthful in their reporting. And sadly, people are dying because they're taking these pharmaceutical drugs that are really causing more harm than good. And one of the reasons why I also extrapolate on that and say these drugs are causing more harm than good is not just because of the side effects of the drug. It's because the drugs are being used as a red herring. They're being used to distract us from looking at the true cause of the problem, which is nutrition. And you see the power and the control behind the propaganda by cloaking the effects of nutrition on our physical and mental health. We've seen this evolve over the last 50, 60, 70 years because essentially, after World War II, the propaganda said that, you know, if you do not embrace these new chemicals out there, whether it was in agriculture or in the pharmaceutical industry, then you are anti-progress. You are anti-progress for not embracing these new chemicals, okay? And this kind of propaganda is still out there today. so that if you look at nutrition as the alternative, as another choice in the matter, that somehow or another you are demonized for even thinking that, you see?
Right.
And that was very, very clever, very manipulative, and very dangerous propaganda that was put out by industry now for several decades. And,
right.
And unfortunately,
including the chemicals that they use in the in agriculture.
Mm-hmm. And the same type of, the same type of thing arrived where people were ostracized for, and still are today, for not embracing, you know, glyphosate or, you know, any of the agricultural sprays that are out there today, right? That was how they were able to sell their products, right? And the same thing goes with big food and big pharma, right? That if you rejected their newfangled products, that you were not a part of the pack, right?
Right. And we all need to be a part of the pack, right?
Yeah, you bet.
All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Pam Colleen. She is the author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, and her website is pamcolleen.com. And what were we talking about when we went to the break? I was, I always do some other thing, you know, when the break is on, go over notes or something. Okay. Now, we we know that that alcohol is addicting, and we also hear that perhaps heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and some of the other major issues that people seem to suffer from are genetic. And I disagree with that completely, because Big Pharma, I think, would like us to believe that these things are genetic so that they can get us addicted to their pills.
Genetic,
what are your thoughts?
Recipe box, you know, that's genetic. Because we've seen this dramatic change in our diet, not just since the invention of agriculture 10,000 years ago. Because when we invented agriculture 10,000 years ago, that's when researchers discovered already we see signs of physical degeneration, right? So when we started agriculture and we started eating more plant-based foods and displacing the animal foods, that's when we start to see that humans began shrinking in size, that our brains just started shrinking, our lifespan started decreasing, right? That's where we start to see degeneration occur at the invention of agriculture. But then when you fast forward to post-industrial revolution with the assembly line process and machinery and, you know, more shelf-stable foods and so on, that's where you see an even greater assault on our food supply and even more, not just physical degeneration, but mental degeneration as well. So even if you look at the early 1800s with the rise of the steel mill and the centralization of the flour industry, there you start to see wheat displacing meat, you see, and that's when you start to see the rise of more mental illness. Because of course the wheat is just going to destabilize us. It's not going to fuel us the way we are used to. So, and that's why we see so much, you know, the vast majority of my clients are either near vegetarians, vegetarians, or especially the vegans. So when people are following either of those diets, near vegetarian, vegetarian, or vegan diets, and keep in mind that the standard American diet is indeed a near vegetarian diet. So when I see my clients come from these three categories, I see a lot of fatigue, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, OCD, sleep disorders, fertility issues, addiction problems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then when I transform, when I help them transform their biochemistry back to a healthy state, they stabilize. They go on to lead happy, healthy, normal lives. But it's really, you know, the destabilizing effect of this nutrient deficient diet that is, I believe, one of the biggest culprits in this epidemic that we're looking at today.
Right. And they promote the idea that wheat does have some protein in it. Mm-hmm. And I gave up gluten in November of 2011, and it was very difficult to give up bread and pasta and those kinds of things. We're going to a quick 60-second top-the-hour break. We will be right back after station ID.